Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's say get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. But I want you. I want you to know what's going on, be part of the solution, understand what's happening. It's the best way to do it. It truly is. And, you know, head up to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take, just get involved in the conversation there, too. You know? Anyhow, lots happening, lots going on. MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Head over there, use promo code Joe. You'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. And on top of that, right, I mean, you'll get some great product made in this country for your loved one. Oh, yeah, you can send it to your unloved ones, too. Yeah, I tell people all the time, you know, because it's Mike Lindell, it makes them crazy, some people. Buy the pillows and send them to your friends. Well, the friends on the other side of the aisle. You know what I'm saying? Because they're really great pillows. Go ahead and let's see how hateful it can be. Throw them away because they're made by somebody they don't like. Right? I'm just saying. That's all. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, gets you 30 to 70% off. All right? So, hey, big news. I guess big news. Kind of sort of big news. Cyber attacks happening now. And don't think it stops there, right? The feds are investigating a massive AT&T outage. AT&T says it's looking into it as well. I'm sure they'll tell us the truth, right? I mean, if you think about it, they would have to admit failure if this is what happened. If it was truly hacked, they'd have to admit failure. They've known about it for a while. They've known about the attempts from outside sources to hack our infrastructure. And after years of just patching and putting new programs in and, this is a problem. You can't go in and just wipe it clean and start all over. It doesn't work that way. I spent 20-plus years in technology. No, network disruption, I think it was affecting only AT&T customers Thursday, all through the U.S. And now they're having federal agencies investigating it. They don't need to investigate. They know what's happened. In a statement to a local news, the company confirmed the outage, advised customers to make calls over Wi-Fi. That's exciting. Perfect. Some of our customers are experiencing wireless service interruptions this morning. We're working urgently to restore them. We encourage the use of Wi-Fi calling until service is restored. Right. It should have happened to begin with. Right? Late in the morning. AT&T issued another statement saying they have about 75% of service restored to its customers. Well, look, again, as I said, you need to keep an eye open. They need to be diligent about this because they know exactly what's going to happen. Our water companies, our electric companies, they need to be diligent. If it's that easy for whoever the hackers were, and we have our ideas, to get into these sources. Now, two sources briefed on the situation told a news source that the FBI and Department of Homeland Security and DHS, among other agencies, are now urgently investigating to determine the AT&T outages, how they came about. Is it a cyber attack? Is it a hack? Technical malfunction? You don't have a technical malfunction that takes down a whole network across the country, let me tell you. Okay? Because they've got backup on backup. Really. Now, they may have attacked one source, one point of entry, one whatever. But, man, this is not just a mistake. Not like somebody pulled a plug on a data center that took down all the phones. Not what happened. Almost 80,000 AT&T customers reported outages on digital service tracking, site down detector. Now, it's not a comprehensive number, obviously. It tracks only self-reported outages, right? And they all seem to start at about 5 o'clock in the morning. And even local governments said the AT&T outage was disrupting its services. And if that's the case, shows you how dependent they are on a particular service, this is wrong. They need to have a backup. They didn't have plan B, if you would. Now, San Francisco's Department of Emergency Management said that its 9/11 center remained operational, but many AT&T customers were unable to reach it because they couldn't dial out on their phones. I mean, seriously. I'm giggling because the average, I don't know, technology person, right, who's looking at who's starting their career, who knows the basics behind this, knows that you need backup systems, right? You need cutover systems. So something here is not quite right. Give it a few weeks to unfold. Somebody will spill the beans. But give it some time, right? Almost 100 million people totally may have been affected. I like the May, but we won't know for a while. Anyway, be back in a little bit. Don't go far. Yep, he joins me in just a few minutes. Alfonso Rachel joins us right here on the Joe Messina Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply, plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hello to JoeMessina.com. JoeMessina.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can read the stories. You can do a whole bunch of stuff there and just really get involved, get engaged, and simply pay attention. Really what it's about. Just simply pay attention, all right? All right, let me bring him on. We missed him last week. Alfonso Rachel joins us as he does pretty much every week. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He is the host of the Zoloft, the anti-fuddy-duddy Bible study, and the Zopian Den. How we doing, Zoe?
All better, man, because, you know, last Nick, I had the snipples
Oh, God, yeah. Don't show us any pictures. I don't want to see any. Yeah. You do what I do. Just wear a green shirt with long sleeves. Nobody will ever notice. Don't worry about it. Dude, that was coming. All right. Yeah.
That's disgusting.
I know. God bless. A lot of good stuff. A lot of crazy stuff happening. Did you know, I didn't even know until a little while ago, somebody kind of like, yeah, good Republican you are, whatever. Tomorrow is the 170th anniversary of the founding of the Republican Party.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, it doesn't look like it does today, but, you know, whatever.
I was going to say, well, for some reason I don't feel like much celebrating.
Yeah, I know, right? I thought... You know, you tell people all the time, you say, look, you understand why the party was formed. A, was to get rid of slavery. B, you know, I mean, there was just so many rights that they were looking to reinstate. The Democrats, making sure the Democrats aren't taking our rights away from us. Sounds like we're there again. God.
Yeah, it's funny, man. You ask, like, you know, the mainstream Republican today, and it's like, you know, what does being a Republican mean to you? And it's like, well, you know, jobs and the economy and strong national defense and all that sort of stuff. And it's like, hey, man, none of that stuff means anything if you really don't understand why the Republican Party was founded and who they were fighting against in the first place. A lot of mainstream Republicans, man, they don't even know who the Democrats are that they've been fighting for so long in the first place. They don't know who the Republican Party is, what the roots of it is.
Nope.
As well as the Democrats who have always been at war with who are exactly what the Constitution talks about in terms of being rebellious against our country.
Yeah, what's really funny when it comes to Republicans today, right, they'll say, smaller government, lower taxes, give more stuff back to the people. Okay, how are you doing that when you kowtow in the corner? How did that happen? Right? I mean, seriously. You got border security. That's all you ever hear about. How long they've been in power, and what have they done at all? See, I would put a bill out for border security for the American people to take care of the American people, and I would look at the Senate and I say, nothing moves forward until that bill is taken care of. Nothing. We'll sit here, we'll play dominoes and checkers and chess, and we don't go any place till it's done. But they don't have the guts to do that.
Yeah, I mean, some sort of intestinal or testicular fortitude is missing. I mean, because. I mean, the thing is, Joe, and I know I say it 1,000 times, man, I sound like a broken record, but, you know, this supposed feeble-minded imbecile that we know is Joe Biden, we can call him stupid and feeble-minded and all that sort of all we wanted, but the dude stole the White House from Trump under military guard with police assistance, and it's like, this stuff is, how is it that this buffoon... What, like, years later is still sticking it to us like this? He's not a buffoon. The dude's an evil genius.
I take a little bit different tack than you do. I think it's the people around him going, here, sign this, Joe. This gives free ice cream to all kids 12 years old and under. Oh, ice cream. Well, I like ice cream. Okay, I'll
say. But, you know, the bottom line is that somebody's an evil genius, and he was like, hey, I'll take the job. He's taking the job to do it, and I mean, I feel you, man. He's a marionette puppet, man. He's a figurehead for real. But that figurehead was able to take the White House away from Donald Trump.
Well, you know, okay. So look at what's happening now. I don't think he has a chance, but I don't trust me anymore. Governor Nuisance, okay, running around telling other people how great this state is, and yet. He has made such a mess of our economy, such a mess of our education system. You know, $31 billion in unemployment during COVID. He has no idea where it went, who it went to, because they really didn't track it properly. He's put homeless policies in place that have made it even worse. Our debt problem went from... Well, this is kind of sneaky. It went from $180 billion to almost zero. We were $100 billion in the positive almost overnight. It was really cool how that happened. Anyway, after Joe Biden got in, All right, that should be a caveat to understand. And now he's driven us back into financial hole again. We're $78 billion in the hole again. And yet he's telling you what a great governor he is. And there are many, many that are buying into it.
I mean,
you got to explain this Kool-Aid thing to me.
There's no explaining it. I mean, you can't explain it unless I'll explain that in just a second. But I tell you what, Joe, we tried, man. We tried to stick it out there. We wanted to stay in the fight. And we figured, man, we're going to stay and fight this monster in California. And we, at the end of the day, we're like, you know what? We're not fighting the monster, man. We're food for the monster. Right? It's like we're feeding the monster. We got to get out. Because it was like the last straw, Joe, was when we had that recall.
When that recall
came in and people still decided that they wanted to keep Newsom after the policies that were coming out, it was just totally crippling. I was just like, you know what, man? We have to leave. You know, it's like that was like the last straw because we were seeing all the perversion that was taken over between the perversion and the border issue and the taxes. I'm talking taxing for anything. You know, it's just all the godlessness that was being shoved down our throat that we had to accept. It's like, man, people want more of this? We out.
And they're doing it again. They've got a bunch of taxes slated on the board, including an exit tax. So even all that. You've got out in time.
Oh, jeez.
Because even if you, once you get rolling, you make all this money, and then he's taking it all. You go, yeah, we got to get out of here. This is ridiculous. And they're going to tax you for leaving.
Yeah.
Go figure that one out.
Oh, man. Yeah, I remember that. Like, when we was heading out, it was like between the exit, you know, tax, because that they've been tossing, that has been floated for a little bit.
Yep.
And the shortage of vehicles to be able to get out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but depends on how far you're going and whether you're going to a cold environment, you know what I'm saying? Whether those things will last or not. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. A lot more with Alfonso Rachel when we return.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Fresh imagery from NASA reveals a disconcerting trend. The land beneath several major East Coast cities is sinking. Extensive surveys were conducted from New England to Florida. The findings indicate that key cities like New York, Baltimore, and Norfolk experienced sinking between 2007 and 2020. A number of federal agencies are conducting investigations to determine whether Thursday's cell phone outages came from mere technical glitches or were a cyber attack. According to ABC News, among the agencies involved in determining the cause of the coverage loss are the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. Mortgage rates have climbed for the third consecutive week. According to Freddie Mac's data, the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage averaged 6.9% this week, marking an increase from just under 6.8% last week. This contrasts with 6.5% a year ago. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. The way you do that is you get informed. It isn't that hard. Do you know what I mean? So that, he's shaking his head. No, that means he agrees with me, actually. All right. Apostle Rachel joins us. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe, and he is the host of the Zoloft, the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, and the Zopian, no reference to drugs there, Zopian Den, and at least it's not like the hookah den or the zupa den or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
It's the holy hookah, man.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, did you see what Google was doing with the AI images? Did you read about that? So would you...
No, the only...
well, go ahead.
No, the only thing I've heard about so far with Google and AI is like some sort of leak concerning some girl named Bobby Althoff. I guess some AI images have been generated about her that caused a big old stir. Other than that, no, I haven't heard of seeing.
So it's actually, I don't know who designed it, but you can ask Google AI's motor there to say, hey, I need to see pictures of the popes from 1600 to whatever, whatever.
Oh.
And apparently... It's pictures of, you know, females and, you know, a black guy. I mean, there's no white popes, apparently, anymore, according to Google. Then there was, what, the founding fathers. I want to see pictures of our first five founding fathers. And what do you get? You get pictures of Native Americans. You get pictures of black guys. I'm going, all right, this isn't over the top. This is just ludicrous. So yeah. Stupid, right?
It should let people know that for a long time when people say Google it, you might want to double and triple check your sources when you do that. Don't just rely on Google for your information. You might want to do a little digging. And this is proof that, yeah, you can be lied to. What are those memes where they'll have like a character, like maybe like say like Abraham Lincoln. It'll be his picture and says, don't believe everything that you read on the internet. And then it'll put in quotes Sammy Davis Jr. You know,
yeah.
Even though it's a picture,
yeah.
You know, things like that. And and on a side note, you know, with this Google thing, you know, you want to talk about, and one of the big complaints, especially like, you know, with non-white people is like the erasure of their history. You know, yep. They're erasing our history. It's like, okay, well, These are the people that you empower to do that. They're going around and they're totally twisting history. They're obscuring history. And these are the people that you side with. And nobody's been more responsible about perverting or changing or obscuring history than the Democrat Party.
I just got to tell you, it's because we're not teaching these kids right. We're not teaching them real history. You see what's out there. You see what happens when you go out and speak to these kids in the street. And you know, people thought that Mark Dice, remember him? He's still around, but not as all over the place he used to be. You go over to YouTube, and he would interview people at the beach. And, you know, like the 4th of July. What's the 4th of July? And what are you going to do for that? How are you going to remember the assassination of Abraham Lincoln here on the 4th of July? And they had no clue. Absolutely no clue. They're like, oh, yeah, you know, I celebrate his birthday every year on the 4th. And you're going, did you go to school? Did you really go to school? I mean,
most likely, yeah, they did.
You know? And you wonder why. The old saying that if we don't know our history, if we don't understand our history, we're doomed to repeat it. Mm-hmm. These people go further than that. They don't even know we have history. I mean, seriously, think about the things that they say. When did we win our independence? I don't know, 1963 from the Chinese. Yes, that was it. Like, my God, how did they get out of bed in the morning? Anyway.
Well, they're probably motivated by that roach that they didn't finish off.
Yeah. Oh. You know, I got to tell you, the stories I've been doing over the last week or so about Chicago and New York and some other places, now it's really funny. Not funny, haha, but it's funny to watch the black community start to rise up and go, wait a minute. You're giving these illegals, EBT cards, MasterCard, Visas with $5,000 on them, and they haven't paid a nickel into the coffers, and we can't even get help. We can't get nothing from you people. We're out in the street. You're putting them up in the hotels that are $500 a day. I can't get any rent control. I mean, I don't agree with everything they're talking about wanting to do, but they have a point. We're American citizens. And I think what's happened in looking at the polls, I know I'm going to catch heck for this, but I think the Democrat Party has realized that they've stepped all over the black community way too long, and they have many of them. They can see they've been kicked to the curb for this new illegal group that's coming in, and they're believing that they're going to step up and vote for the Dems, that kind of stuff. I don't know. Where's your head at on this?
I don't know, man. This is just a cycle that's going to be repeated. I don't know if it's anything to get excited about. You know, the Democrat Party is always finding them some new, as Richard Pryor would put it, always finding them some new N-words, right? It's like in the Vietnam War, Richard Pryor's like, they found, you know, the white folks in the Vietnamese, they found them, and they're going to replace black. How to say right now? Hey, let's try to. it's typical of the just like LBJ said.
Well, don't believe that,
Joe. What's that?
I said, do you know how many people don't believe that LBJ said that?
I know, right? You got witnesses. He's got witnesses that said it. I think he said it on Air Force One, and he got with it. But Democrats, they don't like to cop to their iniquities, man. We know that.
Well, Joe Biden, in his speech, admitted that he worked with racists in his career. And named them. I was like, wait a minute. How come somebody didn't shut off his teleprompter? Oh, wait a minute. It's probably not on his teleprompter. Ooh.
Did he throw his name in there?
Yeah.
No, threw people under the bus, is what he did.
Yeah. I love this stuff. I just think it's hilarious. Anyway, I interrupted you. I didn't mean to. Sorry about that. It's just, I get so excited when Joey B. outs himself and nobody really cares.
Hey, it's okay, man. You know, you got to help me with my jaw jacket.
You know what? Again, Trump alludes to something, right? Mm-hmm. He says something that you could take and twist and kind of replay and make it sound racist. And they do. They go through all kinds of gyrations to make it happen. You know, what he said was a dog whistle for go attack the... go attack the White House, right? Joe Biden comes out and says, we're going to go attack the White House. That's not what he
meant. The Democrat dog whistle strategy has been going on. The Republicans and their racist code words, they've been saying that stuff ever since flipping Lee Atwater and Goldwater. They've been trying to use that nonsense. That doesn't hold up because there's no proof that that so-called strategy has worked. But it has come to pass where nowadays Democrats get away with this stuff because the mainstream Republicans helped them do it. I was reading, we got here in Texas, we got these people running for these office, right? And I look at their platform and I look at their mission statement and all that sort of stuff, man, and it's just wrong. And these people out there beating their chest, they're the real conservatives and all that sort of stuff. And I'm looking at the language of it, and I'm just like, man, all you guys are doing is playing into the Democrats' hands. You guys are not saying anything that's really useful to Texas except for all these platitudes and appealing to people's sentiments of being Texans. Other than that, it doesn't do anything. It doesn't do anybody any good. Nope. It helps the Democrats more than it helps anybody else.
Yep. So here, you like this? You're talking about dog whistles, and I did this story the other day, and somebody just reminded me I did it. The mayor of Kansas City is furious after the Missouri governor called gunmen who opened fire at the Super Bowl celebration thugs. Now, the Missouri governor, Mike Parson, told a radio station, we can't let some thugs just take over and ruin the victory of the day. One person was killed, 22 were injured in all of that. But the mayor, Quentin Lucas, I don't know if you heard this, he said, I have respect for the governor. That always says, yeah, bud. We get along well. I disagree strongly with how he described the situation. I certainly do think this was criminal activity. It was lawless, but I think it's troubling that he used the word thug because it's a dog whistle for suggesting that these young men were black. So man. I guess every time I talk about Italian thugs, there must be black Italian thugs. Okay?
Thank you.
I mean, you see what they do? Oh, we got to go for a break. You can't let this one go. We got to talk about this when we come back. So I'm a senior host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Zoe after the break.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Yeah, I'm in Central. Joe, let's see here, folks. Always a pleasure to have you with us. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Let me bring him back on. You know what? I'm going to start turning the mics on during the break. We have some great conversations there. Although I probably get arrested afterward, but whatever. Anyhow, you know, Alfonso Rachel joins me. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He's the host of the Zopian Den, the anti fuddy duddy Bible study, the Zoe Loft, and, you know, just got to catch some of those. Where do they find those?
Thanks, man. They're at the bronzeserpentmedia.com. And like I said, you'll see the tabs, the Zoloft, the Zopium Bin. If you want some homegrown hard rock and roll, American-made patriot-grade rock and roll, check out Sledge X.
Homegrown. You're listening to Rachel. Yeah, you want homegrown stuff. That's right.
Homegrown, right? The good kind of homegrown.
Yeah, I got that. I'm not going to get either one of us in trouble. I want to stay on the air for a while. Hey, we were talking about the mayor that was really, really upset that the governor used the word thugs, because thugs has somehow been tied now to the black community. So anytime you say it was a bunch of thugs that beat up my wife, automatically that means it was a bunch of black guys that beat up, you know, my wife, right? And you and I know that. That's just a game. That's truly a dog whistle, because When I talk about thugs growing up in the community, I did. I'm talking about Italian thugs. I didn't know any black thugs, right? I was other Italian guys. So,
yeah.
But the uneducated, the softies, as we used to say, they can't. They're going to believe it. They can't handle us. They're doing a great job, aren't they?
I reckon so, man. And this is another instance where it's like. You have the black community that wants like the superlative on these things, or they want ownership of this while being upset about it. You know, it's like you can't say slavery in human history the only slaves have ever been black people, right? That's when you think slavery synonymous with black people and with thugs. When you think thugs, the only thugs that have ever existed, you can't say thugs because you're saying something about black people. It's like, trust me, man. Thuggery is something that's been going on the world over, and in American culture, the ones who held the title as far as who thugs were like you said, your Italian mafioso. Those were your thugs.
Yep.
But it's not something that's exclusive to Italian people. Anybody can be a thug, but you know,
you're right. Well, not according to them, but you're right.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know if you heard about the Harvard professor. And he did a 2-year study because even he thought it was wrong on, police brutality on blacks. And so I think he did a 1-year study. He had an independent group of students pull all the data together. And what he found was that the numbers, of violence towards blacks by police was nowhere near what was assumed. And in the opening moments of a pullover where they have people get out of the car and, lean against the car or do whatever, yes, those were up. But actual arrests of people driving and that kind of stuff in the neighborhoods, no. Actually, white folks were much more inclined to be incarcerated after stops like that in the neighborhoods. So he said, well, that can't be right. So he wipes the study. And he does a second study with a new group of people compiling all the information. And he comes up with almost the same exact numbers, right? The percentages come out the same. So he puts that out there. And now he needs, now he's a Harvard scholar, which today I don't know what that means. But he puts that out there in print. And now he needs police protection. Isn't that how, we would sit there and scream and go, oh no, something's wrong with it. We wouldn't go threaten a guy. But this guy now needs, by the way, he's a black guy. So that made it even worse, right? Now he's really but here's cold hard facts that he has that he set out not expecting this answer or expecting these results. They're sick people.
Well, who does he, why would he want police protection? That something doesn't add up there. Why would you want police protection? And police protection from who?
You know what? you're not dragging me into this. Again.
Don't you leave me in this quicksand by myself, man? Because I'm kidding. I'm like,
no, but again, you look at this. And when he goes down the list and he actually puts the numbers together from the FBI and local police sources, his expectation was not to come up with the fact that those numbers aren't out of control like they had been told in the past, right? You know that the majority of all black people get pulled over, whatever he was saying, and simply putting the numbers they came up with out there. That there was virtually, as he puts it, zero bias in most of these interactions with the police. It's not like we want to see your data. We want you to do it over again with our people in the room. It's like, no, we're going to kill you because you're not helping us here.
Yeah, and a lot of it's not like these things haven't happened, man. They do happen.
Right.
A lot of this stuff is carried over from decades ago. A big stain that the police passed on him is because of the Democrats who have been in the police department who were with the KKK and truly were going out and harassing black people. That stuff is carried over from a long time. That stuff is like the stuff of legend now. You know, but at the same time, this stuff that's going on with the police today, man, it's self-inflicted. Hey, police, do yourselves a favor. Knock it off with the unions. All right, get out of the union. Denounce the union. They're a revenue collecting arm of the Democrat Party, and the Democrat Party is using you. All right, and they're wiping their stigma on you. Get out of the unions. That's what you got to do.
Yeah, I firmly believe that the majority of police, I mean, large amount of majority of police, did not become police officers to pick on black folks or Asian folks or Hispanic folks, whatever. They really truly want to do good by their community, help keep law and order, and help protect people. And like every profession, there is a percentage of bad people in those groups. No question about it. Amazing, though, how, especially when it comes to police, that we lock on to one thing because, you know, it gins up a community. It adds credence to what people have been saying for decades. But to your point, it's not the same 50s, 70s, 90s, and today as to how those communities are treated anymore. Do you agree with that?
To a certain extent, like the Democrats, they've got a whole different strategy. You know, and they're the ones running these communities, and the police are the ones who have to uphold these policies and the culture that comes out of that sort of stuff. So it's kind of like they're kind of thrown in the middle of it. And, you know, with the police, just like everybody else out there, a lot of these police are, you know, they're educated in the public school system. That Democrat influence is going to get in there, right? So we got a lot of people influenced by the Democrat Party wearing a badge. And so it's... You know, and the thing is, man, Democrats, when you have Democrats who have this authoritarian mindset that they have,
oh, yeah,
these are the ones who are influencing our students. Well, you're going to have people with authoritarian issues that are going to carry a badge, too. And they're going to have, if Democrats are obsessed about race, and that kind of stuff is going to be reflected in the attitude of some of the police that are out there also. Yeah. It's like you can't get away from it.
Nope.
You know, it's not trying to broad brush or paintbrush or stigmatize all the police. But it's a factor.
Oh, no question about it. But it's, I just personally don't feel it's the same as it was in the early 50s, for instance.
It's more insidious now.
Yeah.
It's more insidious now. It's not as overt and bigoted, even though, you know, they did this in the secret fraternity, so to speak, of the Klan. But at the same time, you know, the Democrats did establish the invisible empire, and it's more obscure and insidious, and it's more under the radar. You know how to you say how Malcolm X talks about it, right? The smiley face fox.
Yeah.
The dangerous liberal. That's what we're dealing with today.
Yeah, the Malcolm X piece. I remember that. I was fed a piece of history I wasn't really aware of, but I remember what was the movie? Driving Miss Daisy. Okay, I don't know if you ever saw that, right? No, but one of the things I thought was funny was when he stopped to, as he said, to take a leak on the side of the road, when the Georgia or whatever it was, the state police pulled up behind him, and it was like kind of like, what's this world coming to when a derogatory word for Jews, are allowed to run free like this? Kind of what was this thing? So right, and I had forgotten. I remember learning about it, but I had forgotten the negative. How bad it was towards Jews even back then too. And to see it flare up now was like, wow, okay, I can see that.
Strangely enough, you've got Jews. Most Jews in America are sold out to the Democrat Party.
I know.
And it's like the Democrats have historically hated you.
Yeah, yeah. You can't. It does. It's almost like there's a wall around their brain that won't let them do anything else. Anyway, where do people find your fine music and all your great teachings?
Thanks again, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, the Zoloft, the Zopium Den. Hope you guys come check us out.
Yeah, yes, you should. Stop buying stuff from Taylor Swift and Beyonce. God, she can't, that woman can't close her mouth. I haven't seen a picture of her with her mouth closed yet. Anyway, Joe Bassini, your host. Dr. B joins us in the next hour. Don't go far. We got a lot of good stuff coming up.